faculty and so in this regard, I am conducting this interview.
Congratulations, madam, for getting such a nice project.
Thank you, sir. So we will be anonymizing all the data. We will not be mentioning any names or any institute names also. It will just be, you know, in an institute, a government institute or a university in Karnataka like that.
Okay, fine.
So, I, with your permission, I would like to record this for our purposes. Is that okay?
Yes, okay, madam.
Okay, so I will start the recording and then we'll start the interview. The interview will take about 50 minutes. Is
fine.
That okay, sir?
Yes, okay. It's okay.
Thank you so much. So, sir, to begin with, first I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. What is your area of specializations? What courses do you teach in the program? And how long you have been a teacher educator?
Yes, our university provides undergraduate and postgraduate programs in physical education. That is 2 years BPED, Bachelor of Physical Education, and 2 years MPED, Master of Physical Education. Both are recognized by National Council for Teacher Education, NCTE. Since 2003, we are running this course, and I am into this particular university since 2006, December. That means I have completed 14 years of teaching experience, both undergraduate as well as postgraduate. Apart from that, we have PhD course here, and I am a recognized guide from 2012, and I have guided already 6 members for PhD, and another 4 are working under me.
Very good, sir. You have only the physical education, is it? You don't have regular MEd in the college, university?
Yes, we have MEd
in your
course.
University. Okay, you have regular MEd also?
Yes.
BEd, MEd?
BEd we don't have inside the campus.
Uh-huh.
BEd we don't have inside the campus, but MEd it is within the campus of Gnanasahyadri. And we have a full-fledged education department there, and there are many other professors and assistant professors there in the Department of Education.
Okay, physical education is one specialty you have with this?
No, it is a separate department and separate courses.
Separate courses itself, separate?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have BEd is in a separate college, is it? Affiliated.
Yes.
College.
Yeah.
Then you have MEd in the university and BPed and MPed.
MPed, yes.
And PhD programs also.
Yes, madam.
What is your intake in this BPed and MPed programs?
Pardon, your voice is not very clear, madam. There is some disturbance in the voice.
Oh, can you hear me now clearly?
Yeah, but there is a bit of struck in between.
Really?
Your video and audio, both are getting struck in between.
Okay. Can you hear me better now, sir?
Yeah, this is better, madam. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll turn off my video. Maybe my signal is poor.
Yeah, fine.
So I was asking what is the intake? Like say in 2019-20, and the year 20, how many students applied? How many students did you take in for the course?
For BPED, we have around 70 applications. We had around 70 applications. There are 43 students in BPED.
43 students, okay.
43, yeah.
NCTE approved is one unit, is it? 50 students.
50 students, yes, madam, yeah.
Okay. This was last year, is it, that you had 43?
Yes, madam, 43, yes.
And year before, just to get an idea, how many students?
Year before, we had 36, madam, 36.
36 students.
Yes, okay, madam.
Okay. So, what is the background, academic background of these students who apply for BPED course?
They have to complete any graduation with the sports experience. Participation in sports competitions at inter-college level at least.
any sport, is it? At inter-college level?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and usually what is the stream they come from, sir? Do they come from science stream, arts or social science stream?
No, mostly they come from arts stream, madam, arts. And very rarely there are a few students, they come from commerce as well as science background. Less than 5 to 10%.
Okay, okay. And so then what, apart from the, when we say BP Ed, sir, what are the other courses they have to do? Physical education, of course, is the focus, but any other basic education courses or any other methods courses they have to do?
No, madam. For Bachelor of Physical Education, they have to focus only on physical education. And for MPED, for Master of Physical Education, in choice-based credit system, they will have to take one more subject apart from physical education in second and third semesters.
I see. Okay. Oh, academics, is it?
Yeah, madam. Okay.
Okay. So when we're talking about your student teachers coming into what do you, how will you describe the quality of their academic qualifications, sir? Do they what do they have, like first class or higher first class? What is the kind of academic qualifications they come with?
Yeah, mostly from first class. But what happens is, madam, there are a few students who are very good in sports before coming to here. They have represented university, or they have represented our Karnataka state and like that. Their academic achievement was quite poor, madam. They will be around 50 to 60% academic background during their graduation.
Okay.
But there are a few students, around 25%. Their sports background is too less. They have played only intercollegiate during their graduation. And they come from a very good academic background, because they will be having around 80% of percentage in their graduation.
Okay, okay. So, but you do take in these students who have got exceptional sports experience, even if their academic qualification is not first class.
No, we have minimum criteria, 40%. If they have got more than 40%, we will be taking them.
40% is the criteria.
They will become, automatically they will become eligible for application.
Okay. So how many of these students are women students, and how many male students you have?
In BPED, it is around 60-40. 60 are male and 40 are female in BPED. I'm talking about percentage wise, a rough percentage. In MPED, it is 80-20, 80 male and 20 female.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. And typically, what are the sports that they come in with, the experiences they come in with? Do you have like different, you see my, or very often one particular sport or something like that?
Yes, yes, madam. Very few come from hockey and basketball, very few. And mostly come from kabaddi, koko, volleyball.
Oh, kabaddi, koko, volleyball. Cricket, no, is it?
Cricket, very rarely, madam.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why is that, sir? Because it is so popular, they get other opportunities, is it?
Maybe. During graduation, they play cricket, but they don't turn to BPED. Rather, they go for, maybe it is a bit of costly because they want pads, they want shoes, good quality shoes, dress and all, bat, again, helmet. Many sports equipments are required, and only rich people afford to go for cricket, hockey and all, hockey, basketball. Only rich people afford to go to their such, opt for those games. And these people, they don't come for BPED because they go for MA or MCOM or MSc like that.
Okay, okay, you feel like that. What is the profile of these students, sir? Mostly they're like socioeconomic profile, and are they from urban areas, rural areas?
Most of the students from rural area, madam. Around 80 to 90% from rural area. Around 10-15% from urban area. And as far as their socioeconomic status is concerned, most of them fall below poverty line.
Okay. So most of them are very poor.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the key motivation, sir, to join the program? Did they come in, you know, with that idea of doing a teaching or a coaching career in the sport, or was it is it to get a job? What is it that motivates most of these people?
Yeah, as per my perception, most of them come for attaining a good government job.
Okay.
What they have after their graduation, they have two ways in front of them. One is going for B.Ed and another one is coming for B.P.Ed. Too much of academics involved in B.Ed, what they do is they feel that physical education or B.P.Ed is quite easier for them to attain a job. And the basic instinct of any man is playing, isn't it, madam?
Mm-hmm.
So they like enjoying, they come here, they enjoy, they play, and they get a good percentage if they play well. So in that way, they will think, and most of them come to attain a good job.
To attain a good job, okay. What are the students, now we'll just shift a little bit, and I just want to ask you students' perspective about the program. So what do your students like most about your program, the BPED program?
It's quite difficult to say because it's students' perception. They like the job aspect. Most of the thing is that they think that they'll get a job very easily.
Okay.
If not in government sector, at least in private sector, they'll get a job. That is one thing they come in. And after coming in, they like it or they don't like it, but they continue and they complete the course, and they focus more upon good percentage because there is a boom in percentage in other universities nowadays. But as far as our university is concerned, we have not jumped into the competition with other universities.
Mm-hmm.
We give according to their capabilities. We don't we don't feel that if we give more percentage, they will have good opportunities. We don't think like that. We feel that giving good knowledge and improving the quality, we try our level best to improve their soft skills as well, like speaking in English, then computer capabilities, then personality development, then communication, and we try to bring the overall performance of the students.
Okay, sir. This program is for 2 years, sir, like the other B.Ed program?
Pardon, I could not catch you, madam. There is little bit difference.
Oh, God, I think I'll just turn off my, I was feeling odd to keep my video off, but I'll turn it off. So I was saying that is it also a 2 year program like the B.Ed now?
Yes, since last 4 years, it has been 2 years B.P.Ed now. Previously it was 1 year B.P.Ed, now it is 2 years B.P.Ed.
What do the students think about this 2 years, sir? It's a longer commitment.
But as per new education policy, it is going to be 4 years integrated course after completing their plus two. This is just for time being, according to my perception. People initially, they were not very happy with 2 years. They felt very uncomfortable, and the intake was very less also. The intake reduced like anything. It was around 30, 25 and all. But now it has been coming up, and people are got used to that 2 years B.P.Ed, and they have joined. And after joining also, what they do is they won't leave every now and then. Most of them, as I told you, they are from poor background. They have a lot of commitments at their home, and before coming here, they will be in some jobs and all. 1 year or 2 year, after graduation, they do one year job, they earn some money, and then they join the course. And for kind information, most of them come from SCST category, and they get a lot of benefits from the government. They utilize that benefit, and they complete their course. Now they are happy with 2 years. They don't mind now.
Okay. So in what way do you feel that when a new student comes in and after completing the program, what are the changes you see in most in students, sir, through this BPL program?
One is we stress upon discipline. So when they come here, I don't know how they have completed their graduation and all, because every institution is unique and their background also matters in this regard. But when they come here, they are totally indisciplined, according to me. We first focus on discipline, because after they become physical education teachers, they have to maintain the discipline in their respective schools. So initially we focus on discipline most of the time, and then we try to slowly shift their focus on academic aspect of physical education, and we try to make them understand the opportunities that they have in front of them in private as well as government sectors. And once they are tuned to that, and once they are focused, then focus on discipline, they adhere to all the rules and regulations, they change their behavior, and then they try to become good physical education teachers.
Okay, so you feel that they get disciplined. Any other things that you feel is a highlight after they complete this program?
They become proficient in one or two sports and games. So before coming here, they will be proficient in only one game. Most of them will be proficient in one game. But after coming here, they get a little bit of knowledge from most of the activities. That is one thing. Their spectrum of getting involved in various games and sports, it will increase. And for people who are having a very less sports background, at least they'll be proficient in one or two games. So that will help them to survive in future.
Okay, thank you, sir. So what about the BPH students? Do they take up this TET exam, sir?
No, it is not concerned to them.
Are they required to take
a... No, it is not
concerned. Oh, it is not concerned to the physical.
Yeah.
Okay, so they do not take this up. Okay. What about careers, sir? So, you said that they really look forward to the government job. But at the university, how is the placement? Is there placement? And what kind of jobs do student teachers get after completion of the course? At least in the past few years, how has it happened, sir?
Yeah, most of them, almost 95% of the students who have completed their BPED and MPED course in our university, they have got absorbed in private or government institutions. We have some alumnus who have placed themselves in central government institutions like Sports Authority of India. And we have some students who are being placed in other universities of Karnataka. They have got a assistant professor, assistant director of physical education jobs in various universities. And many of them have got jobs in government high schools, in government or aided schools also. And most of them, almost majority, of, not majority, most of them, almost all have got the jobs in, at least in private schools, and colleges. BPED students in schools and MPED students in colleges, in engineering colleges, medical colleges, paramedical colleges, nursing colleges, BEd colleges, and physiotherapy colleges, and many other colleges. They have got appointment in any of the institution that I referred now.
So what about the institute itself? You have any placement, or they have students who on their own find these jobs?
The students usually they find it their own.
Okay.
But those who could not find, they refer to our university. We have a placement cell in our university. It will help them.
Okay. So how many students you feel in a batch, like BPED especially, get in, or even a MPED, get into government jobs, percentage basis?
In the past 3 to 4 years, there were no appointments at all.
Okay, depends on the appointment also.
Yeah, government has to call and all. Before 4 years, very a handful of them have got appointment in universities and colleges.
Okay.
As far as schools are concerned, the students who have completed BPED, they did not get any job since last 6-7 years.
In government.
In government, yeah, madam.
Okay, so because, most of them
because there was no opening. Because there were no openings. Yeah.
Okay, sir. So that is about the students. Now, but from the institution perspective, sir, what are some challenges you and your colleagues face with reference to teaching students? You know, what is their? You already said they're not regular sometimes. Their interest, motivation, and what about practice teaching and all that? They have practice coaching outside in schools and colleges.
Madam, our department, Department of Physical Education, had 6 permanent appointments, but it has reduced to 3 now. Only 3 permanent faculty, we have only 3 permanent faculty for time being at present. And we depend upon 8 guest faculties. So
guest faculties, okay.
Guest faculties, yeah. So their number has, they have outnumbered the permanent teachers.
Okay.
So it is a big challenge for us to get the job done with those 8 members. Because
right.
Although we get them on the basis of merit and other criteria, but there are some reservation criteria and other things which we cannot overcome. So sometimes the quality guest faculty, getting quality guest faculty is one big challenge. And managing with three permanent faculty, managing 2 years BPED, managing 2 years MPED and PhD coursework, as you know, there is coursework for PhD and we can guide 4 members. Assistant professors can guide 4 members, associate professors can guide 6 members, and professor cadre people can guide 8 members. So it is quite difficult to run all these 3 programs, BPA 2 years, MPA 2 years, and PhD. It is very, very difficult with 3 permanent staff. This is one big challenge we are facing. Apart from that, since last 10 years, our university is running PG diploma in yoga.
Okay.
This is one add-on course. And those who have got admitted to various post-graduation courses, they can come to our department and take this add-on course, PG diploma in yoga. So
yoga, okay.
Yoga. So it obviously it improves the employability of the students. That is unquestionable. But along with that, running it, justifying it is very difficult with 3 permanent faculty. Although we have 2 guest faculty for yoga, they are specifically taken as yoga instructors in our department. So they take care of PG diploma in yoga. But still then, we want a permanent appointment in future. That is one big challenge we are facing. It is quite difficult to run the show.
Okay.
And we are overloaded with work, both administrative as well as academic.
Okay.
And that is one thing. Second thing is, as far as students are concerned, as I told, it's a 2 years BPED and 2 years MPED program. It's a long duration after graduation. After graduation, 2 years BPED means it is quite difficult for ladies, especially they find it very difficult, but still they are regular and a very few are irregular. They tend to become irregular, but we force them, we punish them. And when we streamline everything, they will come and join us with lot of hiccups in their mind and all, but still they regularly come to the course. Without 75% attendance, we don't let them to get the examination. That is the criteria that we follow from the university side. 75% attendance is the must. Mm-hmm. And as far as teaching practice is concerned, they go to the schools nearby, go around here and there. And there are many schools that are tied up with our university. And they give full cooperation for our students to go there and go for practice teaching. So that way we are very particular in that. They have to complete specified number of classes for teaching practice.
Okay. What about the salaries, sir? What kind of salaries are these guest faculty paid?
Guest faculty are getting around 20,000, 22,000 per month, but it is only for 10 months. We don't offer them.
Are they full time there, or their commitment is full time in the university? Okay.
Yes, madam. They are given 16 hours of teaching per week.
Okay.
Just like any assistant professor, and they are paid around 20-21,000 to them for 10 months, for a duration of only 10 months. Other 2 months, since we have leave, another 2 months, there is leave and examination and other things, we don't take their service, and they don't get paid for that 2 months. Because of this particular reason, we don't find quality guest faculty. They want 12 months salary. They go for private institutions where they are paid 12 months and much higher than the salary that we are paying here. So they opt for private schools and colleges.
Right. Okay.
And moreover, this guest faculty, we cannot give them any experience certificate. That is one thing, because their appointment is purely temporary basis and only for 10 months. Since there is workload in our department, we are taking them. So for that reason, we cannot give them experience certificate. So their experience is not counted anywhere, and they don't get any advantage in future appointments. So for all these reasons, we don't find quality guest faculty here.
So what about for yourselves as permanent faculty? Do you get opportunities for professional development for yourselves?
Yes.
What kind of opportunities do you get, sir?
We have ample opportunities for our personal development. There is no doubt in that. There is no any regrets, because we get to go for 2 seminars and conferences anywhere in India. We can go with full payment from the university. They give us all the benefits, whatever facilities we want, like establishing of laboratory and many other things. University gives free hand, purchase of equipment. University earmarks a limited amount of fund every year for us to purchase equipment. And as far as personal development is concerned, our increments, our salaries, everything is on time. There is no issue in that. And as far as personal development is concerned, like the other day I was trying for a MOOC. So university gave full freedom for me, and they give all academic as well as administrative backup to me. And we have a studio here to create a MOOC. So I'm into that. I'm trying to create one MOOC.
I see. Oh, that's interesting. So. Okay. What about any experience with this NCTA regulations? Do you have you been through any of them, or any problems or issues with that, with respect to that?
NCTA actually, they called for some teach R, and they called for one. They recently, 2 years back, they called for some audit, academic audit actually. We filled everything, and we have submitted our affidavit and other things, and all details that they sought from us, we have furnished everything, and everything is going on smooth, madam. There's no problem in that.
Okay, sir. So what is your how is the university gearing up for this 4-year program, sir? Is there anything going on, or this 4-year integrated? Will it affect this BPED and MPED also? Is it going to?
Yeah, for time being now, presently, BEd they have planned for 4 years, integrated 4 years BEd. Every planning, everything has been done. There is no issue in that. Syllabus is ready, curriculum is ready, everything is ready. Only thing is they will be planning it to bring it out in the next coming year or so. Because due to this COVID-19 pandemic, we could not bring it into effect. Otherwise, it would have been brought into effect last year, this year itself. But because of this COVID-19, we could not bring it. But everything is ready. The blueprint and all background work is done. And the curriculum, syllabus, everything is ready. Only thing is implementation. They'll be doing it very soon, madam. This is regarding BEd, as far my knowledge. But as far as BPed is concerned, although there is a outcry that it will be done for 4 years after plus two, but till now there is no any communication regarding that. There is no planning. Nothing has been done. In near future, we hope that it will be done for 4 years.
Okay. So right now it is still in the same 2 year mode itself here.
BPed, yeah.
Then related to this COVID, sir, you talked about COVID. So how is your institute functioning in this COVID period? What has worked, what has not worked for you?
Okay, we have been all teachers. We have been taking online classes, but it's quite difficult in physical education to take a practical class online. We have not made up our mind to take any practical class because it is not suggestible also. We cannot say students to go to any ground or do some activity and all. It's quite difficult. We have not instructed them anything in that regard. But as far as theory subjects are concerned, we have been taking all regular online classes. All the guest faculty as well as permanent faculty are taking online, regular online classes.
Okay, but what about connectivity, economic, medical issues? You said your students were poor, sir. These kind of, have you seen this kind of difficulties that students are?
As far as purchase of smartphones are concerned, most of them have smartphones nowadays. It's not a big deal now.
Okay.
With good connection also, that means they have a lot of GB is available for them. But when they were in the campus, they had good connectivity. But now, since they have moved on to their native places, around 10 to 15% students are facing difficulty as far as connectivity is concerned.
50%?
15%.
Okay, yeah. 15% are facing connectivity issues.
Yes, okay. Yes, madam. Okay. They are not able to log in. And after my class is over, they call back me and they say, we could not hear you properly. And what we do is we just make the PDF of the PowerPoint and we put it into the group for their reference. And we assure them that after coming back, we will take the classes which they have missed.
Okay, so what about the examinations and all that, sir? Has that been going on? How do they do it?
Examinations, so actually online examinations were not possible. Because we cannot keep vigilance on them, and that is one thing. And there are some tools like Kahoot and all, but quizzes and all we are taking quizzes regarding our subjects, our respective subjects, but the effectiveness of that evaluation is not up to the mark, madam, according to me.
Okay. So, but you've not been able to do any exams, is it? How have you passed them to the next semester?
Yeah, in previous semester, this semester it is yet to be decided. I don't know what is going to happen. But in previous semester, as per the guidelines of the university, they took one decision in a concerned body. And what they did is they took the previous previous semester marks, as well as they took the internal assessment marks. Based on the ratio of those two, they promoted all the students to the next semester without examination.
Oh, without examination. Okay, sir. All right. What about, you said that the university has given you a lot of, studio and all that have been created. So has the university supported you in this COVID period with this online, what tools do you use, sir, for online teaching?
Yeah, all the permanent faculty is provided with a laptop free of cost from the university. And and we have good connection, good internet connection. Right now I am sitting in my office and taking the online class. I finished two online classes from 10:30 to 1:30 and 12:30 to 1:30. Two online classes I have finished. As far as internet connectivity is concerned, it is absolutely wonderful. There is no problem in that. Laptop is also working very nice. No problem, madam.
Okay. But what do you use? What Zoom, sir? You Google Classroom. What do you use for connecting with your students?
Google Meet. We use Google Meet.
Some
of the staff are convenient with Zoom also. Zoom is limited only for 40 minutes. So most of the teachers we use Google Meet because there is no limit for that.
Okay. So most students, if they don't have connectivity issue, they're able to manage, is it, to connect and attend the classes. Okay.
Yeah, most of them, they connect to our classes and they participate in the class. But a very few of them who are not able to connect with us, they get in touch with us later on. And we send the PowerPoint PDF inside the group, WhatsApp group.
Yeah. So for this physical education, of course, you said practical is not possible. How have you kept that going, sir, without any outdoor activity and sports activity?
Have you tried
any methods for?
Yeah, we have instructed them to keep themselves fit. That is the first priority in our physical education. And every day they have to do some sort of activity, maybe stair climbing or skipping or on the spot jumping or some Surya Namaskars or yoga and aerobic dance. Many activities can be done indoors and they can lift weights inside the home and they can do household chores and many other things they can do. We instruct them to keep themselves active and physically fit.
Okay. All right. Anything else, sir, you would like to discuss or express here?
Yeah, only my concern here is the permanent faculty. That is a big matter of concern. And that has to be resolved as early as possible in order to keep up the standard of higher education, because running the show with three permanent staff is quite difficult. And for kind information, this Department of Physical Education, we have, as I told you, there is BPED, there is MPED, there is PhD, there is PG Diploma in Yoga. Along with this, we have one more Directorate of Physical Education attached with this particular department, and these other two staff members who are along with me, permanent faculty, they are running the show there also. In the Directorate of Physical Education, they have intercollegiate competitions, they have inter-university team selection, inter-university competition participation, inter-university camps, and many other course, and they have to take care of the department, inter-department sports within the campus. All these courses have to be taken by these three permanent faculty. However, my designation is assistant professor. I am purely involved with the teaching and administration of BPED and MPED courses. But other two colleagues of mine, they have another additional responsibility of running the show of sports section.
Yes. Okay. So I forgot to ask you about your MPED. Is also how much intake you have and admissions?
Yeah, MPED, since it is a long duration after graduation, the number of students getting admitted has considerably reduced in the past few years. So in first year, we have 24. So in second year, we have 24. In first year, we have 31.
Oh, that is quite a lot still, 24 and 31. Okay.
Intake is 40.
Intake is 40. Okay. What about PhD, sir? How many students come in for PhD usually?
PhD, we have a very tough demand, madam, here. A lot of demand is there for a PhD. For four openings, there are 100 and 150 applications.
My God. Okay. And you take it only four every year, is it?
No, not like that. Those who have finished only in that vacant position, we can take. That's all.
Okay.
Because professor can take 8, associate professor can take 6, and assistant professor can take only 4.
Okay, so whatever is not opening, only those many you can take in.
Yeah, even if there is opening for one or two candidates also, we find hundreds of applications.
I see, that is very interesting.
Yeah.
That so many have come for PhD. Okay. Okay, sir, thank you so much. This was really wonderful. For me also, it was new insights into physical education. Thank you very much, very valuable for your time. And anything else, Lata, you would like to say, sir?
Yes, yes, sir. Ha ha. Thank you so much, madam. Yes, yes, madam.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes, madam. B.Ed or M.Ed, madam? For M.Ed, we have one Dr. Jagannath Dange. Dr. Jagannath Dange, he is from M.Ed, from same Coimbatore University. You can find his profile in our university website.
Okay.
In B.Ed, all the colleges are private. They are not government colleges. Oh, okay, okay. Four of the institutions are government. Yeah. One is in Shikaripura. There is one Jayashri Rakasgi. She is the principal. It is Kumudwati College of...
Sir, we don't mind if you know... Sorry, sir. I said even if you know someone in private institute also, it's okay. One person in the private institute in Shimoga is also good for us too.
Okay. In government institution, there is one madam. She is very particular. She is very meticulous. Her name is Dr. Jayashri Rakasgi. She is principal of Kumudwati B.Ed. College. Kumudwati B.Ed. College, Shikaripura. Yeah, she is the right person. And one more, Dr. Prakash from NES B.Ed. College, Shimoga. NES B.Ed. College, Shimoga. It is a aided college. But you can interview him and you can get good inputs from these two people. No. Their institution website will be there. NES Education College, NES B.Ed. College or something like that. And another one is Kumudwati B.Ed. College, Shikaripura. Yes, yes. Thank you, madam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh.